96.9. Austin Talks.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready to party. I'm ready to party.
Party people in the
party
house.
This party.
You're so good party.
We like to party.
This party's just getting started.
The guy from Boston, Joe Ligotti. The Joe Ligotti Show on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Hey, New England, how are you, Boston? How are you, America? 96.9 on this sunny, spectacular fall day, Veterans Day weekend. My apologies at the top of the show that I didn't think post-happy Veterans Day, because it's kind of a holiday we forget about. We shouldn't. One of our more important ones, where we thank people who served their country so that I can do what I do right here on the microphone, and my family and your families can do what they do every single waking and sleeping moment. With me now, because not only is she my friend, and, you know, a big shot on Fox and Friends, and, you know, that's actually where we met, isn't it? Dr. Karen Ruskin, by the way.
Hello.
How are you?
We met when I was going to be on the O'Reilly Factor.
And I was on Bulls and Bears.
Right, right. That's when we met.
Because I'm full of bull and I look like a bear. But I mean...
outside of the green room.
Yes.
Getting ready.
You know something? I sat in the original green room. It is green and NBC. But why they call all these rooms the green room when they're not green, I don't know.
I love it.
When you know, but you are a marriage expert, relationship expert.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife, Paula, and I, you know, we love each other. It's very passionate, sometimes a bit freaky-deaky, which I like. But, you know, this week has been kind of rough. We had some fights over, the tail end of last weekend that kind of went into, you know, this week and the name-calling and the stupidity. And then now it's Saturday night, so I said, you know, Karen Ruskin's got this new book out. I happen to call it, because I'm a street guy, The Marriage Survival Handbook. But the name of this book is actually Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. Noticing that you gave me this book, which, by the way, I'm quoted in. I'm sorry to say now I'm a big shot. I'm in print, too, on pages 164 and 165. Hello.
Hello.
it's got a man and woman's hand with wedding rings on it. But when you handed it to me, and thank you so much for the kind words you wrote in the little thing here on the first page.
My pleasure.
Why is the woman's hand on top?
Well, it's interesting that that's what you noticed on the book.
Okay.
The picture of a woman's hand on top of a man's hand. What I'd rather do is open up the book, Joe.
All right. We're going to do that.
Open the book.
Open the book.
And with you and with your listening audience... Mm-hmm. Let's take a little look-see. I have a list.
You do?
An alphabetical order from A to Z of 40 marital do's. A list, an alphabetical order of 29 marital don'ts.
Well, I probably do 28 of them.
These are the things that we want to look at. What to do, what not to do. I talk about concrete techniques of things that people can do to help their marriage enhance and stand the test of time.
Where did you get the info to put all these things together?
That's a good question. Well, I have been providing marriage counseling for 18 years. Mm. And with that experience, of course, not to mention credentials and education.
Let's back
that up too. But for 18 years, seeing couple after couple, you see the themes of what doesn't work and what does work. So I truly put this together to provide real information for real people, real solutions for real problems. This is not one of those types of textbooks that's a difficult read. This really is a book for the regular guy and the regular gal.
I hope so. There's not a lot of pictures in here.
No pictures. A lot of assignments, though. A lot of strategies and assignments.
Yeah.
I have
a question for you.
Do share.
You are married.
I am.
How many years?
Let's see. We met in 1988. We became boyfriend and girlfriend in 1989. And then we got married in 1994.
Okay, so only 94 counts.
So it'll be 18 years married this May.
Okay, so do you do any of the 29 no-nos?
That's a good question.
Do you fight? Like, in other words, here's a marriage counselor, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever just get up in the morning, I don't know, your husband's name, does he mind us saying his name?
I think He wouldn't have a problem.
All right, what's his name?
Saying. So his name is Seth.
All right, Seth,
yes.
You get up and, you know, just you're in a really kind of PO'd mood, and Seth does something to really get you angry. And now you are the marriage counseling person.
Right.
Or the relation expert.
Right.
You could fight below the belt knowing what will make him tick and make you could either take the fight to a new level. Or well, you could turn it around and let. Do you let him win any?
Well, I find this a fascinating question. People like to ask me this question. Clients don't ask me, though, because when they're coming in, they know that they want solutions. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in social situations, you go out, you get together with other people, they laugh, and they want to know, of course, do I implement what I preach? So if you ask me the question, mm-hmm. I would answer it that I do believe I practice what I preach.
Okay.
But I am normal, meaning that, of course, there's going to be times that I'm going to make mistakes. And it's not about whether or not we make mistakes as a man or a woman in marriage. It's not whether or not we sometimes do a marital don't. It's rather, if we do a don't, make sure that you are mindfully aware that that is not your pattern. You are not doing that with consistency. Be mindfully aware every single day of making it a point to be respectful to your spouse, to be loving, to be kind, to be compassionate, to pay attention to the three legs of marriage: emotional closeness, physical closeness, sexual closeness, and communicate with them, not at them.
Wow. That's a lot of communicating. I try not to even talk to my wife till Wednesday.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's part of the problem,
Joe. I don't know. She kind of likes it. About Tuesday night, I get a phone call or a text. She's sitting next to me. No. So what would you say are the three biggest marriage breakdown things? Like that you would say come rise right to the top. I know there's 29.
Right.
But the top three. Because we're going to have people call in and talk to Dr. Karen about a couple of things. 617-822-1969, #969. Speak to the good doctor. And I don't know, maybe you're like me. You're fighting. You're hoping that something's going to go on. You don't want to have to it to be alcohol-induced tonight. But if it has to be, I'll do it. No.
We have to talk about that too. There are far too many couples that utilize alcohol as a way to be able to have sexual fantasies experienced and to be able to feel comfortable with their relationship. And quite frankly, the marriage can go to so many wonderful levels without alcohol if you just allow yourself to get into the zone mentally.
The zone is a zone for marriage?
There is a zone for marriage. The zone is all about focusing on and watering the plant of marriage each and every day. And I talk about that often.
Watering the plant of marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. 617-822-1969 again. #969 for the good doctor. What we seem to do, my wife and I.
You know everybody's listening, right, Joe?
She's listening. There's no doubt about it. She sounds to me, well, are you going to lie? No, I'm not going to lie. Because I told her when I was in the line for Dunkin' Donuts, I says, I'm going to talk to Dr. Karen Ruskin 2:00. She goes, are you really going to say, don't say nothing about the bedroom? Okay. What about the fight we just had? Well, you going to tell her the truth?
So we can't discuss the bedroom, but we could discuss the fight?
I'm going to discuss the bedroom. Do you know who I am? I have the
mic. Who are you, Joe?
I don't know. But in all seriousness, here's what we tend to do.
All right.
One of us always wants to win the fight.
Right.
We call names. First thing out of the gate, really bad names that we know are going to go to the jugular vein.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the way. I mean, I'm a.
You do know that on the list of marital don'ts, that name calling is definitely a marital don't, right?
I would imagine that some of the names that I cannot say on this microphone,
right?
That is probably not within.
Right. You know, I have a lovely technique that people can utilize when they feel like busting out and saying all kinds of mean and nasty things.
Why don't we do this?
Yes.
Take a quick break.
Okay.
Right? When we come back, 617-822-1969, we're going to hear Dr. Karen's help for me with my fighting with my wife. And hey, what about you? Do you have a question for Dr. Karen Ruskin and the Dr. Karen Marriage Manual? When we come back, we're talking to the marriage expert, and I need a lot of help.
Jim and Marjorie, mornings 7 to 10. The Joe Ligotti Show, now on 96.9 Boston Talks.
L is for the way you look at me.
O
is for the only one I see.
Woo!
V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
96.9, yes, discussing love here on Boston Talks. As we take come back from break with Dr. Karen Ruskin, a marriage and relationship expert and a dear friend. And again, hey, it happens. I mean, I know how many of you ladies must say how lucky my wife is to actually, you know, be with me. She doesn't like it all the time, and we were fighting this week, and I knew that Karen's book was coming out, so I said, hey, me. And she's got a whole list of stuff, you know, and exercises to do to keep your marriage healthy, and do's and don'ts, and of course, I went right to the section number 2, the 29 ways to destroy your marriage. I've been on a self-destructive course to Armageddon probably since June of 91.
Oh, dear.
Alcohol and drugs, abuse. I mean, some of them are obvious, but then blame.
That's a really good point. Like you said, some of them are really blatantly obvious, and yet people implement them anyway. The marriage don'ts. And by looking at the book, it reminds you to be mindful of, I should not be doing these things. And then there's other things that aren't so obvious that you do every single day. And like you just said, blame. That's right. B, if you look in alphabetical order, marriage don'ts, blame. Blaming your spouse instead of taking ownership of your own behavior. That is another top way to destroy your marriage.
Wow. 617-822-1969. #969 is a way to get in to speak to Dr. Karen if you're a Verizon Wireless customer. Attention. Never fail. Pay attention. You know.
Yes, that's another man.
I left the house yesterday early because I went to work. Then I had a business meeting after work. So I get to go out. I got to be happy. I got to see other adults. And my wife was home because it was Veterans Day with the kids.
Right.
And my son, and he's sometimes relentless with some of his, you know, quirks being special and stuff and repeating. And, of course, my wife said it to me. You know, you got to go out today.
Right.
You come home and then, you know, and I was ignoring it because I was tired.
So you're looking at the list there and you're noticing that it says pay attention to your spouse and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I got to do a little bit more of that.
Bullying.
Huh? Right. Don't bully your spouse.
You know what? I have to apologize to Paula on the air. I being the intimidating, large man that I am and very narrow-minded Sicilian, wow.
Look at this, Joe. So you're looking through the book right now as we speak.
Yeah, I am.
Really. And you're already apologizing to your wife, really feeling the book through your mind and your body. And this is what I'm talking about.
I'm a total ass.
Oh, dear.
Out of the top 10, I've done probably 8. I mean, again, this is a great book. And again, it's not one of these books where it's all heebie-jeebie and I can't understand
it. Oh, no heebie-jeebie, no
sight babble.
You know
what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, it is really, truly a book, like you're saying, that it's for the regular person.
You know what? We really don't, and I have to also apologize to Paula. I know I sound like a wuss right now, but
this book has power over you, my man.
Communicate. You know, I'm a great communicator on the radio, and as you know, I'm a contributor to Fox like yourself. But sometimes I come home and I'm tired because that's what I do. I talk.
Can I share with you, Joe, that in this moment, as I'm sitting next to you here, looking at you and looking at you, looking at the book and looking at you, looking at the list and apologizing to your wife on air as all the listeners are listening to what you're saying. It's this moment, the exact reason why I wrote this book, because I know how it helps people. This is that moment, and I'm thrilled for you. And when you get home, you're going to start implementing more of the do's, less of the don'ts, and you can use some of these exercises and techniques every day to help enhance your marriage.
Well, you just get here's what I think happens
in
a relationship.
Yep.
I think that our days start so early now.
Yep.
Mine starts at 4 a.m. Now. I work days. And then I'm doing the guy from Boston and the Joe Ligotti thing at night. And, you know, my wife, I rely an awful lot on her because she actually does the domestic stuff and the kids and keeps the ship rocking and rolling.
That's a good partnership.
Right. But, you know, you tend to forget that I'm out here being me and she's home with the kids. And believe me, I love my kids very much.
Of course.
But they have their father's genes in them.
Mm-hmm.
So think about what real cañone breakers these kids
Right.
So, I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, not only do I know what you mean, I talk about, of course, in the book, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, in my practice at Dr. Karen Ruskin Associates, myself, as well as my colleagues, we talk about the idea that what happens is often couples get into what I refer to as a business partnership. It's where you get so busy with all of the other aspects of the day that your relationship becomes a business partnership and you lose the passion in the marriage. You lose the friendship. You lose the emotional connection. So the goal and the key is, in order to really have a long-lasting marriage, not only stands the test of time because you're surviving marriage, but truly thriving in your marriage, a happy marriage, really is about implementing concrete methods of paying attention, expressing your appreciation every day, being attentive to their needs, being mindful of where they are in their life, being their biggest fan.
Well, that I know my wife is, but again, I'm maybe guilty of not being her biggest fan.
Well, that is something that now the lovely exercise for you would be uh-huh. every morning. The exercise is called Operation Appreciation. That's
all
in
right.
the book. And what you do is every morning when you wake up, you look at your wife and you share with her one thing that you appreciate about her every day. And you know what? Guess what you're going to do before you go to bed at night? You're going to remind yourself of the one thing that you told her, because this way she's hearing it and you're digesting what it
is.
Can
I write it down?
Because
if I wake my wife up, she'll be pissed.
You do not have to wake her up. And yes, you can leave a
all
sticky
right.
note on the mirror.
Right. Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't know. My wife does not like, believe me, there's been not many waking up sessions with my wife. During our, you know, we both, yeah.
We're going to have to talk after.
All right, good. Don't say hurtful things, even if the hurtful way these things are true. Well, I added these things are true, but, you know, and we both, being from East Boston and very temperamental mm-hmm. Mediterranean people,
right.
we, you know, we tend to do that.
Well, you know what happens? The book is not about changing the personality structure of who you are. It's rather mm-hmm. being able to enhance who you are, enhance the marriage, and work on really the dynamic between the two of you and being a better self, a better version of one's own self, so you can be a better spouse, you can have a better relationship. Because as we know, when our marriage is doing well, we feel so good inside ourselves.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And it also affects how our kids are. It affects the whole dynamic. Kids act up when things aren't going well with the parents. Of course they know. They see everything. They know.
Can I be Jewish for a minute?
If you'd
they
like.
Know.
They know.
Hey, man cave, don't exclude you. Well, wait a minute.
Yes, that's on the list
I'm
of
sorry.
Marital
Listen,
Jones.
I don't yes. have one, but when I have good. One, all right, the only way she's getting into it is if she's dressed in leather and has a whip. All right.
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because you're right. In the book, it says don't, you know, the man cave is a real way to disconnect from your spouse.
Right.
But women can do that as well by having a spot in the house where you really is off limits for anybody
All
else.
Right.
The technique to try and help implement, have a connection with your spouse is go into that cave with them. So you're not so far from the truth. You were joking about that whole get in there with a whip. But the fact is, if the person's excluding you and isolating, go in there where they are and
really?
Connect with them. Yeah, very good, Joe. Right. See, you know more. More than you think you know.
Well, I've just made more mistakes and hopefully, you know, I've learned from them.
Yes.
Mother-in-laws. That's a...
Yeah, you're looking through the whole book. You're already up
why,
to M. Look at
well,
you go
yeah,
scrolling
why,
through.
They,
very
yes.
good.
Well, I'm
very
just,
good.
I'm scrolling, yes.
I like it. You could scroll through the book. It's that kind
some
of read.
Some of the things, you know, are obvious that you shouldn't cheat on your spouse or something like that.
Right.
But some of them, when you read them, I'm shocked that, you know, I said to myself, holy crapola. Mm-hmm. I'm doing these things.
And don't you love how in the book, not only is there a list of what you shouldn't do and should do, it tells you, if you're doing it, how to improve upon it.
This
right?
saves me thousands of dollars.
There you go.
I'm going to see you. No, I'm only kidding. But I appreciate you. Right. I mean, because a lot of these books you pick up and everything, they're not written in simple language for a regular guy who's having the problems.
Right.
And it's not, listen, guys, trust me, if your house ain't running right, don't you hate it? It's kind of like being... I hate to say this. If your marriage ain't running right, it's kind of like being regular. I mean, everything's got to be flowing the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, in the way, be a friend to your spouse.
Yeah,
do you know that right now,
spouse.
I am now thinking that my wife and I have not been out together without kids. And I, wow.
There
it's got to
go.
Be 2 months.
Well, Joe,
2.5 months.
Joe, one of the techniques in the book is make the time to take the time.
We were dating at one time this summer.
You got to go together out.
Yeah, we were dating.
Yeah.
But then she never picked the tab up. No, I'm only kidding. I just, you know what? I truly believe that. But something, as I said, these are really, I'm not going to say that on the air.
Oh, you're looking at things you don't want to say on the air.
Under S. Can you only imagine?
Well, would it be appropriate if we talked about that, if the marriage is struggling sexually, that is a very common problem? Would that be acceptable to mention?
Yeah, well, he's nodding, so that's good.
All right.
I'm in.
Would it be acceptable to mention that far too many couples are sleeping in separate bedrooms? And their excuse is the other person snores, the other person wants a different temperature in the room, they pull the covers. And although those excuses may be true, the fact is the marital bedroom is very symbolic for what's happening in the marriage. And it is imperative that you sleep in the same bed with one another.
Well,
and
we
you're
do attempt that.
Right. But now what? It's not just about sleeping.
Wait a minute.
That too.
Wait
yes.
a minute. I am going to say something that my wife's going to hate.
Uh-oh. Well, let's not do that.
I will wait. Well, no, it's just, it's not anything dirty.
Okay.
She's a tucker.
Okay.
She likes her things tucked. The things
tuck or no tuck? Remember that Seinfeld episode, tuck or no
I don't tuck. My feet have to breathe. I like breathing feet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's kind of a thing. You don't never wear socks to bed. Mm-hmm. So, and I like to do certain things with my covers. She likes to do. So technically we're in the same bed. Is it weird? This is like really drives my wife nuts.
What's that?
Sorry, Paul. We have separate comforters because she's a tucker, you know, and a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be wrapped up like a 400-pound taco, but I like my feet out.
Well, look at how you and your wife have made it work. You're in the same bed. You have different blankets. And as long as you make the time,
drives
to, take
nuts,
the time
though.
To be together.
All right.
Right. If it drives her nuts, say, listen.
Maybe I should try this cover thing.
Maybe you can.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe you can merge the covers.
Well, Doctor, I really appreciate you coming in.
My pleasure.
And thank you so much for the little jotting down of being on the Joe and Huggy Show, which was what this show was called at one time.
Yeah.
And that beautiful book called Dr. Karen's Marriage Manual. Pick it up, guys. I mean, really, I just thumbed through it. And I saw some things that really could make my life easier. When you think about it, if your wife's happy, everyone's happy.
And Joe, right now, is through my website, and I'll provide an
autographed copy.
I'll provide an autographed copy right on my website.
How do they
currently.
Get it? How do they get
so,
on you?
So, right on my website, drkarenruskin.com, www.drkarenrusk.com.
And if this book does not help them, and they want to see you personally, how do they get a hold of you?
On my website, once again, they can see my email or they can email me directly at drkarenruskin@msn.com.
All right. You've seen her on Fox News. You've seen her on Bill O'Reilly. Hey, my friend, Dr. Karen Ruskin.
96.9, Boston Talks.